Star Wars 7x7, episode 3557. So we took merchandise off of our monthly check-in situation because there hadn't been much happening with it. We weren't getting a lot of new information about Star Wars storytelling as a result. And maybe I was a month or so too soon, because this month there's a whole bunch of Acolyte-related stuff that dropped, and maybe a little information that's worth grabbing onto. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So in our monthly previews, where we talk about what's coming in the world of Star Wars storytelling, there had been a category for merchandise, because occasionally merchandise included information about Star Wars storytelling, about characters, about situations in their product descriptions and whatnot. We took it off because after about a good year of trying to keep it on there, it was like, yeah, it's not happening. They're being more careful about the stuff they do. And what's more relevant is that they kept releasing product after the events of a particular live action series, for example. So like the Ahsoka stuff really wasn't coming out until after the Ahsoka series debuted, for example, so it didn't really tell us much of anything that we didn't already know. And they stopped doing that Bring Home the Bounty thing, or Mando Mondays, or Obi-Wan Wednesdays, or whatever. So yeah, you get the idea. So we took it off of our monthly situations, but just the moment we do it, this is what happened. So Hasbro had one of their Hasbro Pulse events, and they revealed a bunch of Acolyte figures. They revealed a bunch of Vintage Collection and Black Series figures related to the Acolyte. And yeah, there is something worth flagging out of those. There are 5 Acolyte characters that are getting action figures so far. 2 of them we actually have last names on now because of those action figures. So Yord, the Jedi Knight played by Charlie Bennett, is Yord Fandar, and Jeki, who is the Padawan to Jedi Master Sol. Well, Jeki's last name is Lon, L-O-N, so Jeki Lon. And whether they just don't have last names, or the fine folks at Lucasfilm don't want us to know them yet, Jedi Master Sol, that's Lee Chung Chae's character, and Indara, which is Carrie Ann Moss's character, and Mei, which is Amandla Stenberg's character, they do not have last names, or at least we haven't been given them yet. Speaking of the Mei figure, though, one thing that was kind of interesting is that occasionally Hasbro will put little parentheticals after a character for what particular type of person or situation or planet this character might be related to. So they put the word assassin in parentheses after the Mei action figure name. I guess the fact of her being an assassin is maybe comparatively new information. I mean, I guess you could have figured that out well enough by seeing her take on Master Indara and then also taking on Master Sol, but yeah, I mean, it is nice to see it confirmed like that. But the thing that really jumped out at me that I wanted to make sure I shared with you is the description on the figures, which is not character specific, actually. They have one description that applies off of all the figures, and it's basically a log line for the Acolyte itself. It says, set at the end of the High Republic era, a former Padawan reunites with her Jedi Master to investigate a series of crimes, but the forces they confront turn out to be more sinister and personal than anticipated. So to really kind of nitpick that, there's 2 particular words I want to focus on. One is forces, plural, so it's not just one particular bad person. It is either multiple bad persons or multiple bad groups, basically, involved in this situation. And as far as the idea of it being personal, well, that's something that we talked about in a previous episode when we were considering the Acolyte and why it is that Amandla Stenberg's character seems to be attacking Indira and Master Sol, when we know the story involves Mei working with Master Sol to investigate this series of crimes. And we threw out the possibility that maybe this was somehow a relative of Mei's that was actually doing the attacking. So this personal business that appears in the description, that's the first time we've had that be part of a description of the Acolyte, and it seems worth noting. And yeah, the forces situation, well, there is that red-bladed lightsaber wielder in the trailer that we saw, so that's potentially one person If we're dealing with a rule of two situation, then we've got a master and apprentice, so there's that to consider. And then there's Mother Anisea, who is the leader of a group of witches, and we don't necessarily know what their motivations are other than to be left to their own devices, basically. But if the Jedi don't leave them to their own devices, then yeah, maybe something happens there as well. So that's what I've got for you in the way of new merchandise reveals that may tell us a little bit something more about what to expect from the Acolyte, and that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Before we go, I want to say thank you once again to the patrons who help make this podcast possible with their support at patreon.com/sw7x7. And if you want to support this daily dose of podcast joy, you can do that too over at patreon.com/sw7x7. And you can also leave a rating or review. You can hit a like, subscribe, join, follow button. You can tell your friends that this daily dose of Star Wars joy exists for them. Every little bit helps this podcast succeed, and I would be very grateful for your help and support. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.